Hello everyone and welcome to our podcast. My name is Lavinia from Romania, but you can call me Lavi. And today I will be your host. I am here at Lycée Edouard Branly with three students, Liz and Sara, as well as Ion, who is from Romania, National College Zinca Golescu, just like me. Thanks to the Erasmus Project's Grand Reporter du Citoyenneté, the four of us, as well as our team consisting of other French students, have come together to share our experiences in this project and answer some questions. Say hello, everyone!
Hello!
First of all, I would like you to present yourself to the audience in a few words. Liz, do you want to start?
Yeah. So, hi, I'm Liz, I'm 17, and I joined the project because I wanted to meet other people from other cultures, just as you, Romanian.
Hello, my name is Sara. I'm 17 years old too, and I joined this project because I really like work with other person, so that's why I enjoy the project.
Hello, my name is Ion. I'm 17 years old from National College Zinca Golescu, Romania. I can describe myself as an enthusiast, ambitious, and I joined this project because I want to improve my communication skills, meet new people, and because especially I want to improve my French level.
So the first question of the day is, what were the topics of your podcasts? Ion, do you want to start, please?
Yes, of course. For the Romanian team, we had to analyze some of the EU expenses in our local community, in our city Pitești, Romania, to be more specific. We had two objectives to analyze. The first one was the equipping with smart labs in our college, Zinca Golescu. And the second one was the rehabilitation of the history and natural sciences sections of our county's museum, our county which is called Argeș County Museum.
Sara, could you please tell us about yours?
Yes, sure. So the topic of our project is the educational aspect. So we work about how the Europe improving the cultural aspect and for French people. And
basically we had another group that work more precisely on the social aspects, so how the funds of Europe help in their everyday life the French people with their activities, how they found their funding some groups to help people with their administration, or how they work in basically in little cities or villages. And we took the opinions of different specialists and people.
One of the steps in realizing the podcast was going on street and ask people's opinions about our topics. This was quite challenging for us, and I would like to know your experience.
Unfortunately, some people in France don't really feel concerned about how Europe is present in their everyday lives, because you told us that the Europe foundings went into places or monuments, but for us it's quite different. Like I said before, it's more of different activities and it helps here and there, but not really in only one monument, like physically present. So it was quite complicated because people are not really informed or don't bother much with all those foundings that the Europe can apport to us. And that's quite complicated. Even in our school, people are not really concerned about how Europe affect them in their everyday life. So it was not really successful, to be honest.
In our interviews, we also had this part in which we had to take interviews from people. For the first objective, the smart labs, it was very easy to us since we had our colleagues, the students from our high school, who shared their experiences and their opinions about these smart labs. For example, I remember that someone actually told us they could understand the lessons way more easily because they don't have to use the traditional marker, for example, and to write on the whiteboard the same things and then erase them again and again, but they could simply project the lesson on the intelligent board, and they could make some quotations, some annotations with a stylus, with that virtual stylo, and they could do those things way more easily and way more practical.
Another step that we had to do for realizing the podcast was to make some interviews with local authorities and specialists regarding environmental and social centers topics. I think this was a little bit different from the interviews you had with people on the street, was it?
So basically, when we saw the specialist, it was way more interesting because people were asking demands to Europe to get new stuff. Like, for example, we saw someone that could get a trip with Erasmus, someone that was Italian that came to France, and we learned a lot compared to the people that we interview on the street. And it was really enriching because it was really a big change in their lives. We learned way more new things on the social aspects and even environmental facts. Like we saw someone that was taking care of a site that we are going to see with the people that are coming in France. And all that is, they are really thankful to Europe. And it was really enriching compared to just asking people on the streets.
I was in charge of having an interview with the manager of the county museum. First things first, when I emailed them, I have been answered very promptly. I think it lasted not more than 2 days until they replied. But it was that summer time in which people tend to take their vacation and they are not there, basically. We waited until the late August. Then me and our amazing host Lavi went to the museum. We presented ourselves, we presented the purpose of this project. And then the manager answered to a set of questions. At first, I was a bit afraid. I stuttered two or three times before the interview started. But we managed to do it. I realized that it wasn't as complicated as I thought before. It helped us build some more confidence in us.
Did you have trouble when it came to the language barrier? I'm assuming you interviewed only French people, or did you interview other people as well?
Yeah, in most general, there were French people, so we had all French opinion. The only exception that we saw was when we were on the streets. We met two Ukrainian people, and unfortunately, they didn't talk English, so it was kind of hard to have the point of view about Europe in general. But we focused mainly on the French opinion, how French people felt Europe in their everyday life and stuff. So the language barrier was not really a large matter. It's more now that we have to discuss with people with other culture, which is really enriching, in fact, because you start speaking a language that doesn't exist, like French English or Romanian English. And I think that's not really a barrier. It's not even an issue. I think that's just something that you have to deal with. And I think that's a great thing, more than a barrier.
I want to speak about the topics. We in Romania had to do some local investigations about how European funds were attracted by the administration of our Lise to build the smart labs. On the other side, you in France found out that EU funds are attracted for improving everyday life in your community.
Yeah, actually, the Euro helps foundation or, for example, lycée to have a material to work with.
We can see that even some, not like quite museum, but the aquarium that we are going to visit with our French Romanians had
helps for build it and the renovation and something like that.
Yeah, so basically Europe doesn't have to construct something new, but more to improve what's already done. And I think that's even more interesting and maybe kind of spiritual. Like it helps everyone a bit everywhere, so it's kind of great to see that.
For us, it's our first time working with people abroad, doing podcasts about our experiences. I was wondering, is it the same for you?
Actually, it's the same for us, but for I have made a lot of activities, projects like that, but not really in communication and work with people of that country, so I can say that it's my first time.
For us, it's not our first experience abroad. We participated in an Erasmus before, but there was a completely different task, a main task that we actually had to do. We had to stay with students, assisting at their classes, but not effectively work with them, for example, as we are doing today, recording a podcast or something like this, some sort of more relaxing things that we had to do there.
Do you think money is an obstacle to meeting people of other cultures?
Yeah, definitely I think so, because not everyone is born with lots of money. Not everyone comes from rich families. There are many and many situations in general. So yeah, money plays a huge role in an individual's chance to travel, but thanks to the European Union and the initiatives of launching different Erasmus Plus projects, there are many more chances for teenagers and teen students to travel abroad, to discover cultural aspects, but also improve their communication skills and make new friendships that, who knows, may last many more years from far from now.
That's exactly what we were thinking, and yeah, we are really grateful for all that Europe is doing for teenagers, for young people that want to share with other culture, to express themselves and stuff. That's really enriching, and we are really proud to take part from all this this Europe.
Which was the most challenging part for you guys? Was it the documentation, the editing, or perhaps speaking in front of the mic?
Basically, for the documentation, I think it's more of the management to really...
It's very specific, because some people had the families who were made an Erasmus, so it's more helpful for the to have the information. So
it was easier because we had students that had a person of their families that knew people that they took part of the Erasmus program, so we had a lot of information really close to us. And in fact, the fact is that we had a lot of documentation. The biggest challenge was to organize all that and to express ourselves and what they told us in our podcast. Also, yeah, it was really hard for the first time to speak in front of the mic and to tell the good things, staying in time, etc. It was really a great and large challenge for the first time.
That sounds very interesting. I think for us, the hardest part was probably the editing. We had our colleague Dore that helped us with the editing, but even if he knew the basics and how to do those things, he wasn't necessarily the best at it. So we requested the help of our mentors, of Adelina, and she helped us put our project in the best way possible. So thanks to her, we are here.
We firstly didn't know the formal structure of an interview, and we were like, oh, but how will we manage to finish this? We have a deadline. Oh, what are we going to do? So, yeah, once again, thanks to Adelina, because she helped us a lot, and we learned lots of new things from our mentors. One of the things that marked me the most is that I won't ask two questions in one question, because I learned that the people in general tend to answer only to the first question. So it is advisable to avoid a second question that is linked to the first question.
Speaking of editing process, who in the team was in charge of your editing and how did it go?
So I'm in charge about the editing, and it was very hard to edit the podcast. I told several websites to create the jingle, and I chose Pro X to make it. So it was hard to make it and to arrange all the voices to get with the instrumental aspects to finish. And to finish, I asked one of my friends to help me do the podcast, so the placement and the finishment of the podcast. So it was very hard. I work with Mathis, Liz, Robin, Kilian, Lavi, Ion, Noah, Axel, Luca, Jade, and me.
And now, to summarize it all, would you take this opportunity again in the future?
Yes, of course. I think this is really an enriching opportunity, and that everyone in every country, not only France or Romania, should actually take the opportunity if it appears to them. It is a great way to discover other people, but also yourself. You start thinking, you have different ideas from people, and it really builds you as a person. And I think this is the biggest experience that I will have in my life, to be honest. So of course this is a great and perfect opportunity.
Yeah, it's the same for me, to learn a culture of the people who meet, and it's very interesting and very good.
Who said that our road ends here? We are definitely looking forward to take opportunities like this. We are very enthusiastic, and I hope we will strengthen our connections and meet again and again. Who knows, maybe when we will travel on our own with our first paychecks.
Okay.
I totally agree with my colleague Yon, because honestly, this is one of the things that I never thought I would be able to do, but it's something that I've always wished deep in my heart. I was always like, oh my god, I want to travel there, I want to see this and that, and I want to learn, man, how do these people live? What's different from us? And I wanted to broaden my horizons and get to know as many things as I could, because after all, we have to ask ourselves, why are we here? And for me, this question is answered with the word traveling and Erasmus. So thank you so much for joining us on our podcast. We hope that you enjoyed, and we will see you very soon. Goodbye.